I'm ready. Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready. What about you guys up there?
This is a wedding podcast by Tree Studio,
where you can find your new weekly wedding insight.
Unsure about which venue is best for you?
Or are you choosing the right photographer?
Turn your dial up.
You're now listening to
Tree Studio Wedding Podcast.
Hi guys, this is Seth from Tree Studio. Today we have a lovely couple we captured mid this year. They come to our studio to pick up their wedding album. So we have a chance to discuss their wedding insights and tips based on their wedding journey. Good afternoon, Kelly and Damien. How are you?
Good, hey. How are you?
How are you?
Good. It's really good to meet you guys. Thanks for your time to come to our studio. Could you tell us a little bit about your love story and how the wedding day planned out?
Well, we were friends for a few years. How long?
Probably
7. Yeah. I lived with Damien's housemate. I lived with my housemate, which was Damien's best friend.
Yeah.
And we met through that way, and we just liked each other.
So after you engaged with Damien, so how did you plan all the wedding scenes? You know, how did you get started?
How did we get started? Like relationship or wedding?
No, wedding.
Oh, sorry.
just a lot of the paperwork, researching work.
I just decided. I looked at Pinterest. What colors do I like? What do I like? And then thought about what we liked together.
Yeah, we discuss it from there.
Yeah, like, what do we want to eliminate? So do you want to do beach? No. Do you want to do that? No.
Yeah,
and then figure out what do we want from there?
Yeah.
And anything that I was like, oh, I like this.
Yeah.
And we discussed what our favorite time of the year was, and that was a factor. Like, we're not really, we don't really like the heat.
That's true.
But we didn't want a wedding to be too cold because...
I wanted it to be in the snow.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed.
A lot of our guests were coming from Queensland and they're not normally accustomed to that sort of cold. It's more tropical. So we wanted to make it more comfortable for our guests while still maintaining that autumn vibe.
In terms of wedding planning, it could be overwhelming at the beginning. How did you proceed from the start to organize so many things? Have you been to some like a wedding expos or just doing the research online?
We had been to a wedding expo, but it was before we got engaged, wasn't it?
No. I went to a wedding expo and it was useless to me.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the things were for different tastes to me.
Yeah.
So I have a bit more of a laid back taste, whereas a lot of the things at the wedding expo were more expensive than what I was wanting and everything. But that's actually where I found you guys.
We attend quite a few wedding expos, so the wedding expos give you a huge range to choose with.
Massive range.
I think the photography studio was the only thing we really took away from it. which is good. But as Kelly said, like, it was all, like, we're a bit more reserved, so we knew what we wanted. We just needed to figure out how we would get there. Like, we didn't want anything too crazy. We wanted it to be very relaxed.
And just not stressed.
Not stressed.
It's like a candid, casual wedding.
Yes, exactly.
Wedding venue is probably the number one thing on Bride's to-do list. Yeah. How did you choose your wedding venue?
So we decided to look at what we didn't want, what we did want, and we both wanted a very romantic look. And almost found it instantly after going through a lot of things, like looked in Healdsville and everything that was very expensive and not really in our taste because it was, I think, a bit too more high strung. Whereas when we found Avalon Castle, we fell in love with it and the people were very down to earth and it just kind of fit.
It was a really good fit. Like, we got along quite well with them, and
And then happened the price was good too.
I know them for quite a while because I did like a wedding shoot for weddings as well. So they got like a chapel, really warm small chapel, and they recently renovated with the with the...
They've got like floorboards on
them. Floorboards, yeah. The one, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just stunning.
Yeah, compared to like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, even 2 years ago, yep. They changed a lot.
Yeah. I saw some photos on there and it was like a bit bland, but they seem to have picked up quite a lot.
Yeah, they keep improving. Yeah, yes. I know the owner, so they really keep improving.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yep.
So having a perfect wedding dress is like our girl's dream. So how did you find out your wedding gowns?
I was actually looking at secondhand dresses in the beginning because I thought save costs and then why buy a dress for just one day?
Yeah.
So, and I found a style that I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd try it on in one of the stores where all the dresses were.
Yeah.
And the woman was amazing. She went through the whole process with me. She's like, pick out 5 dresses. I'll tell you what you look good in, what you don't. And then at the end of the 5 dresses, I'll pick out a dress for you.
Yeah.
And then I put it on and I fell in love and I was like, I don't care about secondhand ones. I want this one.
Yeah.
And I felt pretty.
Yeah. Which one is your wedding dress
I went supplier? It was Raphael Coachella.
Yeah,
they only have like the one designer in this store all in Australia. So it's only at this one store in Brunswick.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. So choosing the right service supplier is crucial for a wedding. So how did you find your wedding service supplier? You know, you already mentioned for us it's on a wedding expo. So how your other supplier, where did you find them?
Honestly, I did most of it myself, most of the wedding. And the only other stuff was included in Avalon Castle, all the food.
Yeah.
We did our own music.
Yeah. We did our own flowers.
We did our own flowers. Yeah. We did everything ourselves except for photography and the celebrant.
Shouldn't say that we did it all ourselves, but like we planned it ourselves, like Avalon Castle.
Yeah.
Like those guys helped out.
They planned a lot of
us. Yeah, like help with the decoration, like putting it on the table and everything. Like,
We said we did our own flowers. Kelly went and picked them up and I was to put them all together on the wedding day.
Yeah.
But the events coordinator there who was helping set up, she said, have you got flowers? And I said, yeah, I'm just making up bouquets and stuff like that. And she said, that's okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
She just took over and she was really good. And
With the celebrant, though, we also found him because I like to believe that everyone deserves a chance to have love, and his thing is called Love is Love.
Yeah.
And I was like, and we met up with him and he was very down to earth and he once again matched who we were as a couple.
Yeah.
So it's just all about matching us. Mm.
We met with one other celebrant and on paper they sounded really good, but it just didn't feel like a good match. But this guy we just hit it off with really well.
Yeah, that's good. So for the future bride who are listening to this podcast, what's your tips or recommendations for them, like through your wedding journey?
Don't be a bridezilla. actually share your opinions and your thoughts with your husband-to-be. Mm. Don't make it all about you. It's not just you getting married. It's not just your big day. And try not to stress. Yeah. And
don't sweat the small stuff.
Don't stress about the guest list. If they don't come, they don't come.
Yeah, guest list is probably the biggest stress. And at the end of the day, like you're inviting people the people you know, they mean a lot to you.
Mm.
And if people get upset about that, well, you know, there are a lot of restrictions in place that you have to abide by.
So, and politics.
And politics. But just it's your day. Try and make it about you guys.
Yeah, definitely. So when you're planning your wedding, finding like new, fresh inspirations, it's always something important. So you already mentioned you find something through Pinterest and through Wedding Expos. Is there any other things, channels you've got the information?
Not really. It was just kind of, I go off my taste.
Yeah.
I'm a visual person I know what I like.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was easy just for me. And then I'd just occasionally send Damien a photo going, do you like this?
We talked to some of our friends, but I don't think we took any of their recommendations or anything. Like we took advice, but like we didn't use vendors or anyone.
Didn't look at any websites. Like I said, based it off what we like.
Mm.
Yeah. So everyone got a little bit different taste.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Kelly and Damien.
Thank you.
You provide us some really good wedding insight and tips. So here we have it. We really appreciate the time you spend with us, with Tree Studio. This is a podcast from Tree Studio. Reach out to us if you have any questions for your wedding. Stay tuned. Thanks, guys.